Hi, good afternoon. Are you my 3 o'clock? Okay, and you're here today for a routine cleaning, is that right? Okay, please come right this way. And have you had a chance to fill out the patient form? Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to fill that out. And so it's just going to be this room to your left, okay? Yeah, just right there. Now, if you'll please have a seat, I'll just take a quick look at your form and then we'll get started right away. How does that sound? Okay, so let's take a look here. So it looks like we've got no history of prior medical problems. You are not on any medications. You have no allergies. You have a small, mild history of dental problems, but nothing serious. Okay, yeah, everything looks great. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let me just lower you down here. And you're here today for a simple cleaning, is that right? And when was the last time you've had a cleaning? Okay. Would you like any anesthetic for the procedure today? No? Actually, I insist. It's been medically proven that using anesthetic during cleanings allows for a much more thorough cleaning. Also, it's completely safe. Do you consent to the anesthetic? No. Oh, my sweet thing. But I absolutely must insist. Oh, no. I would not try to move right now. My needle is very deep in your throat. One wrong move, and it might just prick your jugular. Oh, that's what I thought. Oh, and if you were wondering, this is a cocktail of local and general anesthetic. Your vocal cords will be paralyzed for the next few hours and your body will feel rather sluggish, but that's okay because you're in good hands. Now, let's get you strapped in. And that's your arms. And that's your legs. Thank you so much for your cooperation. I really appreciate it. Oh, don't give me those puppy eyes. We're about to have so much fun together. You'll love it, I promise. Now, I'll just go ahead and lock the door and lower the blinds. And now I have you all to myself. So, you said that you were here for a routine cleaning. So, open your mouth for me, please. You know, I can always inject you with more anesthetic and then pry your mouth open myself. Would you like that instead? Oh, that's what I thought. I knew you had a thing for following directions. Now, let's get this clamp right in there so we can keep your mouth nice and open for me. Oh, your teeth look so nice, if I may say so. You've clearly been taking such good care of them, but for what I'm going to make of you, I just don't think you'll be needing them anymore. What do you think? Oh, look at you looking all scared. There's nothing to be worried about. I gave you a lot of anesthetic. It shouldn't hurt that much. Okay, actually, yeah, it's probably going to hurt a lot. But that's the fun part, right? They say a person only truly finds themselves in times of great adversity. Aren't you so excited to find the real you? Now, let me just get the pliers, and that's the first one. You're so cute when you squirm around like that. But of course, with all that anesthetic I gave you, you can't really squirm that much anymore, can you? Can you? And that's the second one. Oh, it has to be so frustrating wanting to cry out, but knowing that you can't. Are you ready for the third one? It's going to be this beautiful canine right here. This one is going to fetch me a nice little sum on the black market. And that's three. You're doing so good. You're doing so good for me. We're already on three out of what? 32? Well, you don't have any wisdom teeth, so that would be 28. Four. And oh, I forgot to tell you why I'm even doing this. Where are my manners? So, listen up. I am going to make you into my docile little plaything, and you are going to live here with me and serve me and bring me pleasure as I see fit. Understand? And you don't need your teeth to properly do that, isn't that right? And besides, I remember how you kept trying to bite me the other day, and I really didn't appreciate that. Five. Oh, what's that, pet? It wasn't you. It wasn't you. Don't you dare fucking lie to me. If there's anything I hate more than a biter, it's a liar. And now, because you lied to me, I'm going to make this next one extra painful. Oh, six. Oh, that shut you up, didn't it? You know, the sooner you accept that you're my plaything, the easier it'll be for you. Seven. Eight. And... Oh, nine. Oh. Wake up, little one. Oh, good. There you are. How do you feel? Oh, you look so shocked. Were you maybe hoping you'd wake up in your nice, soft, and warm bed back at home? Listen up, bitch. You won't be seeing that bed anymore. In fact, you can say goodbye to your entire boring old life. But that's okay, because you're going to have such a good time in your new life as my plaything. Now, let me give you a quick rundown of things. While you were out, I finished removing all of your teeth. See these? Mm-hmm. All yours. And I've also clipped your beautiful little vocal cords so you won't be able to cry out for help. Besides, you won't need to, right? Because you'll be my good, obedient little pet. Isn't that right? I also thought about cutting out your tongue, but... then you wouldn't be able to please me anymore, would you? Now, let me just climb on top of you. I'd really stop squirming if I were you. I can remove much more than teeth. Do you want to see? Oh, I didn't think so. Next time you squirm, I'll be more than happy to remove a couple of digits. Now, be a good little pet for me and stay still so I can climb on top of you. Good pet. Oh, don't you look so sexy lying there, all helpless, those eyes pleading and begging, as if that doesn't just excite me even more. Now, let's just remove your pants. And mine as well. Good pet. Stay there. Just stay there and be still for me and just keep looking cute like that, okay? Oh, look at that. I knew you were already excited down there. It's okay, baby. I'm excited too. Now, let's fuck. Fuck, baby. It's been so long since I had a fun little patient like you. Oh, a nice, helpless little thing that I can just fuck and torture. Oh, open your mouth for me, baby. Let me see my beautiful handiwork. Oh, that's it. Oh, you look so beautiful. Oh. Now, kiss me. Kiss me. Oh, you look so happy. Aren't you so glad that you can't bite me anymore? Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I think it was actually someone else who was the biter. Yeah, wait, you actually haven't bitten me at all, have you? Huh. I swear it was you. Oh well, maybe I guess I didn't have to remove your teeth after all. But, oh baby, don't glare at me. It was just a little mistake. We all have some of those, isn't that right? Just let me ride you a little bit harder. Oh, just like that, just stay still for me, beautiful little pet. Oh, honestly though, you're very, very cute like this, without any teeth, tied down, all nice and docile for me. And to be honest, you didn't need those ugly little things in your mouth anyway, isn't that right? Oh, and I just can't wait to see how many orgasms I'm going to have on that pretty little mouth. You're going to be a good little toy for me, aren't you? Aren't you? Not for me. Good pet. Now, I want pet to come with me, okay? I'm getting close. Can you feel how close I'm getting? How hot I'm getting for you? Oh, that's right. I'm getting so close. I'm gonna come all over you, baby. And I want you to come all over me at the same time. Can you do that for me, baby? Can you come for me? That's right. That's right, baby. Come for me. Come for me right now. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, come here, baby, kiss me again. Oh, wasn't that just wonderful? Come here, beautiful. Let me just stroke your face for a little bit. Oh, we are going to have so much fun, you and I, together. But for now, let's just take a little rest, okay? And then we can just go back for round two. Does that sound good? Oh, baby, I know you can't speak right now, but that's okay. I can see it in your eyes, how much you want this, how much you want me. When your eyes get all big and watery like that, it's like I can almost hear them telling me, please give me more, please fuck me more. Please torture me more. And then after we're done today, I'll take you down to my cellar and strap you down to a very special bed I keep just for my precious playthings. I'll feed you, I'll play with you, and maybe I'll make even more modifications to your body. And then you can be an even better plaything for me. Wouldn't you like that? Oh, how does that sound? It sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, aren't you so happy to be mine? Nod your head. Good pet. And now, how about we go get that round two?